Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Kathy Nadal, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a quick, some quick updates. On September 14th, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. For more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com, and that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. On January 17th of next year, 2025, we have our Winter Grief Retreat. It was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features a cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. This retreat is open to the public and anyone who's had a loss of any kind. The following retreat, the spring retreat in April, will also take place in Florida, in Fort Myers. And unlike other retreats, this retreat will be a little bit special and will be only for parents who have lost a child. This retreat is the same format as the other grief retreats. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All right, let's get to our show. Let me introduce our guests. Our guest medium tonight is Kathy Nadal, and she began communicating with spirit at the age of 9. Kathy has trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England. And she is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family, but she is also a clairvoyant and specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of on her website. Kathy is retired from the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans and is the author of the book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And I'm always happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Joe. Thank you again for having me on.
Of course. I love having you on. We work well together, so I'm very excited.
Yes, we do. I know. It's exciting. I know the New York vibe that we have.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the New Yorker in us. We don't play around.
That's right. I also have another book that I published that came out in 2022, and it's called And She Danced by the Light of the Moon.
Okay, And She Danced by the Light of the Moon. And what's that one about?
So that one was actually a lot of the clients that follow me, they actually had requested to find out more about me and about my life. The more people heard that I had served in the military and I had done 1 year in Iraq, they were like fascinated. So they kind of encouraged me to tell my story. And it goes all the way back to being a child and growing up in my house and the beliefs of my family and then the growing beliefs of me. And then returning from Iraq and, you know, starting to use my gifts with the public. And then, you know, I got more involved in working in Salem, Massachusetts. And then I joined a church in Salem, Massachusetts with Lori Bruno. So I've, you know, kind of moved away from the Roman Catholic Church, and now I'm a Wiccan. So I do a lot of witch events. And so it's kind of interesting. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback. I just did an event this past weekend in Connecticut. And one of the participants raised their hand when I was talking, and she said, "I just want to say that I read your coffee mug." I was like, "Wow, really?"
Oh, I love that.
It's always so interesting because you don't know who attends these events, you know? So,
right.
I thought that was really cool. And I was like, "All right, well, you have to get the second book then."
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So, Kathy, I know you've been pretty busy this summer, but I wanted to talk to you about, and we can, you know, plug any events too that you're going to have coming up, so everyone knows where to come, you know, get a reading or just meet you or hear about your book. But you have a radio show too, right?
I do. I started the radio show in December, and the radio show actually came to me in a dream. And it's just really fascinating how it came to be. But a lot of my dreams since I was a little girl have been coming very clearly to me in my dreams. And, you know, I guess it requires the free will to follow up on them to see if, is it just a dream or is it something I really should be doing?
Right.
And it turns out it was something I really should be doing, because the minute I moved forward with it, all these people started to come in my path and all of these doors started to open for me. So it's called Bringing the Darkness to the Light. And a majority of my friends are in the music business. And the minute I put out the concept of the show, a lot of my music friends said that they wanted to be on it. And it's basically, I would say 80% of my guests are music people, but 20% have been, you know, paranormal people. I've had Lloyd Auerbach from the Forever Family Foundation. He's the president. I've had him on. I've had, you know, witches from Salem on. I've had, you know, other paranormal people like Dan Sturgis, who I work with very closely. And it's a really great show because I pre-record the show and then it airs live in Tampa, Florida, and it's on 1490, which is terrestrial radio, which is considered AM radio. And I have a large platform on social media, so, you know, people are able to catch the archive shows that are posted on SoundCloud and my website. But the concept of the show is, as much as we think we know a lot about an artist, we may not know everything, or we may not know how the life started, or how this second band came, or how did the collaboration happen, or what's going on with the new album, or what's happening with their book. And that's why the title to me is so important, because it's bringing the darkness to the light. And a lot of the guys that have been on the show, a lot of them are really spiritual, and they start talking about having a mediumship reading, or actually a dream they had, or an experience being on the road, or how something came together for them. And then, of course, you know, the psychic mediums that have been on, and, you know, people that are in our business have added to not just what we know about them doing this work, but the stuff we don't know about them, you know, like how it evolved for them, or what their spiritual journey was, or how they had to get through their family. And that seems to be like a growing trend. And even with people that I speak to, it's deciding what you're going to do with your life and how you're going to live your life and what's going to make you happy. Because a lot of people struggle with that. You know, they have these preconceptions like, well, if I do it really, it's going to make me happy, I'm going to lose friends. Or if I do, it's going to make me happy, I'm going to lose my family. And, you know, I always say, you know, we walk this path, but we're walking our own path. And happiness is found, you know, through our heart, but it's also through our mind. You know, we find things we love because we think of them, or we manifest them, and that comes from our mind. So a lot of the great stories that come out of these interviews and this radio show are really about that. It's about the self-discovery of someone and what they did with that self-discovery.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, I love, too, that you have spiritual people on, and then people in the music business who also end up being spiritual and having these experiences, because I went to school for music. And you know, I know a lot of people in music and just creative people in general, and now, you know, being a medium for so long, you know, those worlds intersect more than people realize. Like, I kind of think the creative process sometimes is just as psychic and mystical almost as like when we talk to people on the other side, you know?
That's so true. And, you know, it's interesting with all of the connections that I have in music, I'm not musical. I never played in a band. I never did any of that, but I've been around them for so long, and I've been in music studios with my friends and stuff. And many times when I give a reading, it'll actually be, you know, I'm bringing through, you know, a family member or a friend, but they had ties to music, or they'll bring through part of their message is lyrics of a song or a particular song, you know. So the way I work is I'm clairvoyant and I'm clairaudient. So whatever I see and hear, and it's pretty fascinating. You know, I really love that, because the other side uses whatever I've seen in my life or whatever I've had in contact with. And, you know, the feedback is just pretty incredible, because that's the stuff in readings that as a medium, I really enjoy that, because I'm like, that's like extra special to me, you know, that it was so personal, or they brought it to a different level.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, well, I'm so happy that you're doing this show, because I think a lot of people are curious just with mediums in general, and people who do what we do, you know, there's always this misconception that we're meditating all day long and, you know, like floating above whatever couch or seat we're sitting on. And it's most of the time we're just like washing dishes and doing laundry before reading, or, you know, I like when kind of people get a peek behind the veil, because there's all these, and maybe not that, you know, members are forever family. I think, you know, our audience is a little bit more keyed into what we do, but you know, the general, I really like that you're doing that and bringing more awareness to the behind the scenes for mediums and psychics and stuff. So that's really cool. I love that.
I know. Well, it sounds like I need to have you on as a guest.
I would love to. Anytime, my friend. So, Kathy, real quick before we get to the phone lines, are you doing any in-person events, any stuff over Zoom, teaching appearances, anything like that at all?
Yes. So 100% of my readings are done by Zoom. And they just book the readings through the website, and they're able to pick out their time zone. You know, through the availability of the calendar, which has really been very helpful. And I started to do the Zoom only readings when we went through COVID.
Yes,
because New York was such, you know, we were hit so hard, and we stayed shut down longer than many other states. And it's just the feedback that I get now, because I'm able to send the reading, like I record it, and they're able to get that reading recorded. So I've just kept all my readings 100% by Zoom. Every once in a while, when a client can't manage Zoom or through their connectivity, I'll do the reading by phone, but it can't be recorded. They have to take notes, so they'll try to record it on their side. I do a lot on social media. I advertise all the events on social media. I did an event in New Jersey recently in June, which was like a cryptoid and a paranormal. And they had, you know, specialists there from UFOs to Bigfoot to, you know, psychic medium myself, which I represented, spoke about Forever Family. And then I just did an event in Connecticut, which was the Witch Trial event, which was a festival where we marked the 1 year anniversary of the state of Connecticut acknowledging that the witch hunts should never have happened. In the state of Connecticut, they were one of the first states to do, the witch hunt against the witches, the supposed witches. And they were the last to exonerate them. And so I do a lot of work with Charles Rosenay, and he has a business partner named Thomas. And they go under the title of the Shaman and the Showman. And they put together that event, which was covered by the media. And it was very educational, because the growing public, I guess, may or may not know that we actually have modern witches like myself that are successful business owners, you know, and that we've done other things with our life. And then we're going to be doing another big event in Connecticut, which is in September. I think it's Friday the 13th and 14th. And that again was with the shaman and the showman. And that's going to be a paranormal investigation. I think it might be of a residence, and it's kind of under wraps right now. They haven't released what it is. And then we're also going to be in Salem, Massachusetts at Salem State. And that's going to be October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And Salem State is, you know, the college, but they're going to have the whole area of the auditorium where they're going to have a lot of vendors and they're going to have guest speakers. And I'm going to be there as a guest speaker. Lori Bruno also, who's a very well-known Italian strega from Salem, she will also be a guest speaker there as well. So there's a lot of things happening. I know it's hard to keep up with everything, you know.
A lot of stuff. Well, everyone can follow you on Instagram, and they'll know if they're interested, and they can see when you post about all that. Very cool. Right, awesome. So for those of us who are just tuning into the show, our guest medium tonight is certified medium Kathy Nadal, and be sure to check out Kathy's website, www.dreamcentralstation.com, and your Instagram is just your name, right?
No, my Instagram is CatWitchNYC.
CatWitchNYC, right? Yeah. So for those listening who want to keep tabs and go to the events, CatWitchNYC. Got it. Okay, awesome. So let's get to our phone lines. Before we do that, take our first caller. As always, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with Spirit, and Kathy will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead. We're always happy to take your questions. Okay, Kathy, you ready for the first caller?
Oh, sure.
Perfect. Okay. First up, we have Sandy from New York. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, this evening.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. So, Sandy, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I would love to make a connection.
Okay, you got it. All right, Kathy, you're up.
Hi, Sandy. It's Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. As long as you can hear me, that's fine. As I connect with you, I have a woman in spirit. She comes through in a very motherly way. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
It's interesting the way she connects with you, because she keeps circling around you. She's giving me this big awareness to what you've been involved in right now, okay? She keeps saying mom, mom to you, but she's saying mom, mom for you, okay? So you must be involved in mothering someone right now, or you're trying to take care of someone right now, because she keeps circling around you, and she's giving me this feeling that she's aware of what you've gone through. She gives me this roller coaster of emotions around you. Do you understand that?
Yes, possibly.
Yeah, she's giving me a lot of gratitude because of what you've done, not just for you, but for other people. So you're involved in something right now where she's giving me this awareness that you're involved in helping someone right now, but she's giving me this gratitude that you don't always put yourself first. And she keeps circling around you with that gratitude. She's kind of giving me this big smile. She's talking about when you're a little girl, like around 9, 10, 11 years old. And she's bringing me back to that period of time. Do you understand why she's doing that? Because she's giving me like a really big smile about that period of time for you as a little girl.
I mean, I was a troublemaker.
Well, she's smiling right now. She doesn't see you as a troublemaker. She sees you as a helper. And she wants me to let you know that she's aware of what you're going through, okay? So she gives me the sense of, as much as you're helping people, you really need to help yourself. She keeps giving me this feeling of like protecting your heart or protecting your feelings with that as well. Do you understand that?
Yes, I am going through something right now that I'm taking care of somebody. And I work in the healthcare field, so.
Yeah, she gives me a lot of love to send your way. And she also wants to bring up the period of time that we're going into, which is like October, November, December. She's kind of showing me those stacking the holidays like that, okay? And she's smiling with that. So either that's her period of time or that's your period of time that you shared with her. But she's stacking those holidays for me to tell you that, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand the holiday thing?
Not really. I'm trying to, you know, put my arms around that because
The way she's doing it is like the way she's doing it is like in a very decorative way. So I don't know if there was acknowledgement of like decorating for all the holidays or that's something she didn't do that you do, but she's like stacking the holidays in that regard. She's also talking about an upcoming trip or travel for you. And she's giving me a lot of energy to tell me to tell you like, look at that or look at whatever that opportunity is that's coming your way because she would have liked to travel or she encouraged travel. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of love from the other side. I know we try to wrap these up really quickly, but she really loves you a lot and she knows what you're going through. So just try to like preserve your energy during this really difficult time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I hope this reading was helpful for you. I send you a hug.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy. Have a good night. Okay, cool. Right, next up, we have Jan from Florida. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. So, Jan, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to make a connection.
Okay, great. I'll turn you over to Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Jan. It's Kathy. I just want...
Hi, Kathy.
Is it Jen or Jan?
Jan.
Jan, I'm sorry. I thought it was Jen. Sorry. As
That's
I
okay.
connect with you, you know, it's very interesting because I just want to, like, go to you and say that there's more than one person in spirit. The minute you said hello and your name, I got, like, a flood of emotions. You have a lot of people on the other side. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I connect with a man first. He gives me a very protective feeling. I feel like he could be like a father figure to you or someone that was like a father figure in your life, but I feel very protective energy with him. Do you understand having a protective father figure for you on the other side?
Yes.
I keep seeing a J initial. I feel like he's showing me like somebody's name starts with a J. I'm not sure if that makes sense to you. I'm not sure if it's there or here, but it's a significant person because he keeps showing me the J. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
And it's interesting because he gives me this like, he's like wiping the tears from his eyes. You had a really emotional connection with him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's a lot of like deep love here and a lot of like, I would fight for you or that kind of a real strong connection. Okay. And he's saying like, whatever you went through, you didn't have it easy. Okay. This is somebody that doesn't really mince their words. Do you understand that? He's being like,
yeah.
You know, like very big on like, telling the truth and everything that goes on, you got to tell the truth and all this stuff. But I feel like he's let me know that whatever you went through, you had it tough at times and not everybody would understand that, but he understands what he's saying about that. He knows that you do too. You understand that?
Yes, do.
Yeah. He keeps showing me a lot of hearts. He's sending you a lot of love, but he's telling me that you're very concerned about someone who's here in the living. Okay. So someone here in the living either is not like, completely in touch with you or you're afraid of losing touch with them. And he keeps saying like, continue to reach out to them or stay hanging in there with them because you're worried about someone that's still here on earth. And he keeps saying, hang in there and just hang in there with that. Okay. That's a tough situation. He's not giving me a lot of details, but he says that you understand what he's talking about. Do you understand that?
I think so.
Okay, so he says, hang in there, okay? So if you reach out and they're not reaching back or you're connected to people, they're connected, hang in there because that connection needs to happen or you need to stay connected with that, okay? He talks about, he's got a big heart, but he also talks about something medically goes wrong with him because he talks about something in his chest or being tied to a medical situation. Do you understand that?
Sort of. Yeah, a little bit.
He's talking about like, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but he doesn't really complain or he keeps his symptoms to himself because he's given me this a little bit of a struggle. Like he's not always telling everybody how he feels or what's going on. Do you understand that?
Yes.
because he's saying he's more interested in understanding other people or having other people understood. And he gives me this big feeling of like, he's showing me all these fresh flowers around you. So I don't know if you have a garden or you're like very drawn to like fresh flowers, but he keeps telling me to tell you to surround yourself with these beautiful flowers. Do you understand what he's talking about, like a garden or flowers?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he just keeps showing me like this beautiful, like walking in this garden or being around the garden. He also says that you're connected to looking up at the sky. He's showing me like the different phases of the moon. So I don't know if you look up and you make comments about like the moon, if it's like the shape of the moon or something, but he sees you looking up to the sky. Do you understand that?
About a minute left.
Yes.
Yeah, because he keeps showing me like a crescent moon or looking the way the moon looks. Like he's very much aware of you, and he sees you playing the music. I feel like he's like turning the stations on the radio or turning song from song back and forth. So he's very much aware of you, okay? I know these readings are short, but I just want to get as much as I can in. He sends me a lot of love to you, okay? So I hope this reading makes sense to you, and I send you a hug.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, it did.
Thanks for calling, Jan. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Next up, we have Janelle from California. Hi, Janelle.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Janelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Very good. Did you want a connection?
Yes, I do want a connection with somebody.
Okay. It's interesting because I have more than one person here. I feel like I have two spirits coming in at the same time. So I'm going to try to explain both of them to you. I have a woman and I have a gentleman. The woman keeps talking to me like she feels like very like almost motherly to you. She's talking about having known you, but she talks about you having a lot of teaching qualities or like you've done something in a teaching way. Do you understand what she means by this?
Not really.
Okay, because I feel like she's showing me whatever you've done in your life, you've either been in like a demonstration mode or that you've been helping people or showing people how to do things. Do you understand what that is?
Yes.
Okay, because she's showing it to me in like a demonstration or in a teaching way, okay? She's very proud of you. She comes in a very motherly way, like she wants to make sure that you're okay. She's giving me these feelings of like a lot of care about you, caring feelings. She has different things that happen to her because she talks about like her, she had a lot of issues because she shows me there was like a rocky road with what she went through, okay? Things weren't really very clear cut with what she ended up being involved in. She gives me some medical symbols, but she doesn't give me the actual, okay? So things were happening to her, which changed her situation, and she gives it to me like it was a rocky road for her. She says that you helped her out or you made things clearer for her, and she thanks you, okay? She points to her head, and I don't know if her memory or her head was affected in some way, but she keeps tapping her head, and she wants to thank you for whatever you did with that or however you helped her with that. Do you understand that?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
Do you have any connection with the gentleman?
I am. So let me just finish up with her. I don't want to take away with what she's showing me. She just wants to say thank you. And she says that she knows what you did for her after she passed. Okay. So you did something above and beyond that was for someone connected to her. Okay. So she knows what you did. And she wants to thank you for that because that was something that you guys did not discuss together. And she wants to thank you for that. As I move to the gentleman, he gives me a lot of love. I just feel like I'm surrounded by a big hug with him. He's got a lot of warmth to his energy, okay? And he keeps wanting to like touch your hair or like fix your hair. And he's like futzing with you about your hair. And he's giving me a big smile. Okay. I feel like he would do that here when he was here with you, but he's like putting his hands in your hair or kind of futzing with your hair. Okay. He says you're beautiful and you knew it, or he would tell you that. Do you understand this?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. And he keeps giving me like, kind of like, I don't know if he's connected to music, but he's being a little funny. His personality comes through in like such a unique way. He's showing me like diamonds are forever, like a lot of like funny, like references. Like I feel like he's talking about a song or a movie, but he's going back and forth and he's trying to make you laugh. Okay. He doesn't want you to be sad about him. He wants you to remember how he was, because he could go back and forth with his personality. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He says that you're such a kind person, okay? And he loved that about you. And he said, like, you would stop and help a stranger, or you guys were together when you stopped and helped a stranger. And he was, like, commenting on that about how much of yourself you give to people. And he says that there was like this, he would line up or people would line up to talk to you or whatever. The connection that you had or how you met, he said either was by chance or it was like meant to be, because he says it was like a quick connection, like a quick connection. Do you understand what he's talking about? He must have talked really fast, because I feel like I'm jipping. He's talking so fast I could barely keep up with him. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He loves you a lot, and it's funny because I feel like he's snapping his fingers, like he would, like you would tell him, let's go, but then like you're saying let's go, and then he says, then we're stuck there, and she's talking to these people, and he's like going back and forth between like the kind of like the scenario you guys would get into. He said she's such a good person, and then he says, but don't let her fool you. Like he says, like she'll stick by what she really feels. So even though you're a nice person, he says she sticks by the way she really feels. So if you don't want to do something, you're not going to do it. He's kind of laughing about that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He says she's a fine lady, just like that. A fine lady, just like that. And he keeps saying that you would like grade papers, or you would talk about like grading something, because he's showing me like putting an A or a B on the top of the paper. So I don't know what that's about. Either you guys would like rate a restaurant or joking around or something, but he says that you would give it an A or a B or a C. I don't know what that is, but it looks like you're grading papers. He's being funny about it.
About 30 seconds left.
Wow, I know. I hate to wrap this up, but he says that you're a really strong lady, and he says you have a heart of gold. He said he told you that when he was here. So he says, I know she knows she has that. And he just wants to remind you about how happy that you made him. So I hope this reading was helpful for you, and I send you a hug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chanel. Have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Awesome. You're on a roll, as always, on the radio. Okay, next up we have Patty from Ohio. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I appreciate chance to call in.
Thanks for calling in.
A little mini reading.
Okay, you got it. I'll give it to Kathy.
Hi, Patty. It's Kathy. It's interesting because as I connect with you, I have two people. There's a lot of people on the phone lines tonight because I feel like a lot of spirit activity is happening. I have two people coming through together. I have two women. I feel like they're connected, but they also connect with you. Okay. I keep feeling like one of them keeps saying mom, 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 like over and over and over. Okay. And there's like this big feeling of like, wanting you to understand, or wanting you to understand what's happening right now, because the woman that keeps saying mom, 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 she's talking about something that's happening here, or something that's happening right now with you. Okay. And she's saying like, they know what's going on. Okay. And they're watching it from the other side. They're watching it from the other side, and they're sending you a lot of energy and a lot of love. Whatever you're going through right now is difficult. Okay. And they know what's going on with you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And they want you to know that they see what's going on and they're sending you a lot of love. One of the women keeps saying sister, like that. So I don't understand what that is. I don't know if she's saying that she's your sister or you have a sister. Do you understand the sister reference?
Yeah. Okay. Probably my mom and my niece. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. All right.
Sister's daughter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just repeating what she's saying. Okay. And she keeps going around in circles about this. So whatever situation you're going through right now, you're helping that situation or you're helping the people through the situation. Okay. One of the two people passes quicker than the other. One of them has more of a sudden or a surprising passing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And they keep coming around that. They know that there's a difference of the passings, but they understand that everyone misses both of them, okay? They keep talking about like they're together, okay? And the younger girl keeps talking about music. She keeps kind of shaking her head back and forth like she's listening to music or she has like ear pods in or something, but she's talking about like getting involved with like listening to music. Do you understand that? And it's kind of funny though, because she's talking about like she would always get the particular type of shoes or she was always interested in like footwear, but she's like talking about what she would wear on her feet or whatever. And she's joking around like her mom is still here, correct?
Correct.
She says, you can tell my mom about the shoes or about the joke about the shoes. Do you understand that?
Okay. No, I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, because she says there's something about either her mom didn't want to wear in the shoes or she had a particular type of thing. She's also showing me something big about computer screen or like a cell phone screen, but she keeps showing me like a screen, looking at a screen. She's also very smart. She wants to remind people that she was always like talking about numbers or money numbers and figures, but she's talking about like math in some way. And I don't understand what she means by that, but she's also doodling and she's like doing like these kind of bubble letters or like doodling people's names and stuff. She was like her own kind of person. She gives me a little bit of a free spirit feeling with her. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she talks about, I don't know if this is for her or for somebody else, but she talks about the month of January. When they show me a month, it's either a birthday, anniversary, or a passing. Do you understand January?
No, not offhand. I'll have to think about that.
Okay, so, just hang on to that or keep that down. But the bigger thing is she wants you to know that there's something to do with, like, 4th of July. Because she's showing me like fireworks or people being outside with fireworks. So do you understand the 4th of July connection?
About a minute left.
No, but her mom might. And her mom is listening right now. So.
Oh, good. All right. Good. All right. Good. And she just wants to talk about that. She knows what everybody has been doing for her. And there's people here that are still here in the earthly plane that are praying for them. She sees the people that are praying and she's sending thank you for that. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, she says thank you. And somebody keeps leaving a single flower for her or a single rose for her. She sees like the single flower and she's saying thank you for that. I hope this reading is helpful to you and I send you a hug.
It is. Thank you very much. You take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, yes, Patty.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thanks. Bye. Okay, awesome. We're flying through these tonight. I love it. Next up, we have Lisa from New Jersey. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much. I would like reading, if I could, please. And thank you for doing this. This is just so amazing.
Oh, well, thank you for calling and listening. We appreciate it. And a reading you shall have. All right, Kathy, you're up.
Hi, Lisa. It's Kathy. So much spirit activity on the lines tonight. I just feel like everyone's stepping forward. When I connect with you, I have more than one person. So I'm going to try to go through this with you. I have a gentleman in spirit who steps forward first. He feels very fatherly to you. Okay. He feels kind of like, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He's stepping forward, but he's like giving me like almost like he's describing himself in like two different ways. It's like he's saying, I was like this, but then I was like that. And he wants to know that he's acknowledging how he was this way and then that way with you. Do you understand what he means by that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's like going about it, but he wants you to know that he's kind of bringing that up because he's not sure if he acknowledged that while he was here. And he knows that you know the way he was, like it's like he switched from this to that and then back and forth kind of a thing. And he said that you're so good-hearted that you just went along with it all, or he understands how you went along with it all. Whatever went on at a certain period of time, things weren't always the way they could have been. Do you understand that?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, and he's just going around like in a circle, and he's like giving me this acknowledgement, and he's saying like he couldn't have thanked you more, and he's thanking you now because he feels like he didn't thank you enough while he was here. You kept other things together. Do you understand that? He says she's so strong, yeah, and she's one of the people that kept everything together. He said she was always on point, and she always knew what was going on. And so in some way, you saw through what was happening. Do you understand what he means by that?
100%.
Yeah. So he senses that he loves you, and he senses that you, that experience made you really strong in life, but he didn't necessarily feel that you had to go through that. Do you understand that?
Yes. And I thank you so much for that. Yeah.
He just keeps showing me like January into February. He keeps showing me those 2 months. I don't know what that means. You'll have to think about that after the reading. I don't know if it's
You
do know.
I know.
Okay.
What it is.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. He's not telling me.
That's when he turned. It was health issues then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Because sometimes they go on, and sometimes they just put it there and leave it there. So I just follow along with what they're saying. He said he's given me this feeling that if you saw me on the camera, you would say, okay. But he's like petting your hair, or he's touching the top of your head. And he says that when she was a little girl, she had beautiful hair, or he would always comment on your hair. And he's just kind of doing that now. So he wants you to know that he's reminiscing on that. Do you understand that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. I just want to say a couple of other things. He talks about somebody having a name like Elizabeth or Eileen or some kind of E name. I don't know if I'm catching it wrong, but he's talking about somebody with an E. And he keeps showing me this beautiful day with like blue sky and like big white clouds. And he keeps saying like, just look at the beautiful days, the beautiful days. He wants you to look at the sky and the white clouds and all of that. I hope this reading has made sense to you. I give you a hug.
Thank you. No women, huh? I appreciate you bringing
well,
him in.
Well, I just went on so much with him. I know Joe's going to cut me off. I know I try to get it all as fast as I can.
Yeah, these readings are so short. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
You.
I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
I try to talk fast, Joe. I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're doing great. Don't worry about it. You're doing perfect. okay, we have time for a couple more. So let's get to our next caller. It will be Nikki from Florida. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Good, thanks. Good. So Nikki, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I wanted to make a connection, please.
Okay, perfect. You got it.
Hi, Nikki.
Thank you.
It's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
There's so much spirit activity tonight going on. I have more than one person for you, so I just feel like I want to jump right in there. I have a woman spirit. She's coming in a very particular way. She wants to immediately tell you that she knows what you've been through right now. Do you understand that? She gives me that she's an older woman, but she understands what you went through, okay? She keeps giving me this feeling about family or what your family's involved in right now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she keeps wanting to tell me that she knows you know what you know, okay? I don't know how to explain that, but I'm going to repeat that. She knows you know what you know. Do you understand that?
I don't know.
Okay. So whatever you're doubting or whatever you think you know that you're doubting, she knows you know that. Okay. So if okay. you've been saying things to people and other people say, I don't know about that or I don't know about that, she's understanding that she understands what you're saying. You must talk out loud or talk to those in the spirit world and they hear you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because she's given me this feeling that you're not getting as much support as you thought you would, or you're not getting the type of support that you thought you would. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because she's given me that feeling that we know you know what you know, okay? So they're acknowledging that from the other side, okay? Your situation is difficult and it's not easy, okay? And she knows that you've had more than one loss. She's showing me a symbol, which would be like multiple losses. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
She's talking about it in a stacking way. So when they do that in a stacking way, it's like one person passes and you don't have time, and another person passes and you don't have time. So you've experienced that, okay? And she's acknowledging that, that you've had a hard time to get kind of get this all happening in you. But at the same time, people that are surrounding you, they may not be able to know how to help you. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
She's giving me such a motherly feeling. I feel like she's like a mom to you, the way she's coming through. Do you understand that?
Yeah. No, she's my mom.
Okay. And she's talking about like when you're really young, she's showing me like this beautiful scene. And I don't know if this is just the scene or this is like something that happened, but she's showing me like kids running on a beach or kids running on a beach and like flying a kite. But she's showing me this beautiful scene of like kids running on a beach. So did you understand like a beach scene or letting the kids just run? Do you understand that?
Well, I have two kids and we live close to the beach, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's just showing me this like beautiful scene of kids running on the beach. Okay. She's also talking about like, she's showing me your head on a pillow, and when she keeps picking up your head and putting it back on the pillow. So you're having difficulties with your sleep, or you're having difficulties in sleeping, and she's aware of that. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's also talking about whatever happens with her. Something happens medically, but she gives me it in a two-part way. So one thing started and then something else happened, but she gives me this two-part way, and whatever was going on, they couldn't figure it out, or they had a hard time figuring it out, because she gives me this feeling that things were a little complicated. She wants to thank you in the process of all of that. Do you understand what she means by that?
Yeah. Yeah.
She wants to thank you because it was very frustrating, or dealing with certain things during that was very frustrating. She said you even did the paperwork, or you even did the paperwork for her, and she wants to thank you for that as well. Somebody must have an L name, because she keeps showing me an L, an L, an L. So who's got the name with the L?
About 30 seconds left.
I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay, you'll think about it afterwards, but she's mentioning the person with the M. The M and the L, there's an M and an L like that. She keeps going back and forth to that. And she says that you're very strong. She wants to talk about, you know, when somebody talks in air quotes. So she must have had like a saying, because she keeps putting her fingers up like air quotes. So either she had a saying or you guys had a saying together, but she's kind of smiling, doing like air quotes. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, she left quotations though.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Very cool. Very cool. Well, she sends you a lot of love, and I hope this reading was helpful to you. I give you a big hug over the phone.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for all you do. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Nikki. Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
Of course. All right. Take care. Have a good night. All right, Kathy, we have time for one more fast one. You ready?
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
I'm flexing your muscles tonight. next up we have Ann from Arizona. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good, thanks. So, Anne, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, great. Kathy, you're...
Hi, Anne. It's Kathy. You know, as I, you know, connect with you, when you first say your name, I have a man in spirit. I feel like a very strong personality, a big connection with you. I keep seeing like a big hug, like giving a big hug. But I also feel there's references to like holiday of Christmas. I'm not sure why I'm seeing Christmas or maybe December or January time frame, but I feel very much connected with December or the holiday time, but a big connection with you. And it keeps drawing hearts around you with him. Do you understand what I mean by this?
The hearts, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, good. And he's talking about you guys had your own understanding, or you had your own way of understanding each other, because he said that not everybody understood him or everyone could understand him. He's saying, like, you guys understood each other. There's something about not everybody understood him. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's saying he's glad you guys had that connection with each other. Something went on. Either he wasn't getting along with somebody, but he's showing me, like, a tug of war. You know that game, tug of war, where there's, like mm-hmm. a rope back and forth? So he was not getting along with somebody, or there was a situation over something. Do you know what he means by that?
That I don't, no.
Okay. I don't know what that is either, but I feel like there may have been like something where somebody and him wasn't talking or something. I don't know. But he talks about a car. He's showing me like a steering wheel or having like a connection with cars. Do you understand the connection with cars?
Not a lot, no.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but I feel like I'm driving or I'm turning a wheel around. I just want to say that he gives me a real feeling of struggle. So I don't know if he struggled internally, but he keeps showing me that feeling of that tug of war. So I don't know if it's his personal struggle or it's how he struggled, but he keeps showing me that. Do you understand what that means?
I might, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that symbol doesn't go away for me. So if they don't mm-hmm. take it away, they want me to keep repeating it. So that's something that he is okay. acknowledging either with him, but he keeps showing me like putting stars around you or like putting stars. So he's like putting stars all around you. He really thought highly of you. He has a lot of love for you, but he says that you're a compassionate person. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting because he keeps showing me flipping pages in a book. So are you the book person? Are you reading a lot of books or something? Because he's smiling and he keeps flipping pages in a book. Do you know what he means by that?
About 30 seconds left.
I do like to read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, good. He's also showing me like wings of a plane. So I don't know if he's talking about you taking a trip of travel, or there was something about a trip of travel, or he's an adventuresome, but he's just showing me the wings of a plane. And he's like leaving that right in front of me. Do you understand that?
No.
That's what I see. I just want to leave you with one more thing. He says the person name starts with an M. So he's talking about someone you guys know that has the M name. Do you know what that means?
No, I'll have to think on that.
Okay, so write it down, and afterwards, maybe it'll put together. I just, I don't know, maybe Joe, did you want to jump in on anything? Because those were the reflections that I was getting for her.
You know what? And you might just want to sit with all that, because honestly, we're kind of pressed for time. Here we are. We're coming to the end of the show. But sometimes these readings in the moment don't make sense. Then after the fact, they connect. So I would just sit with Kathy's information and just, you know, ask maybe a family member or something. Yeah. Maybe, you know, it might be something you're not thinking of in the moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, Anne, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. You take care, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, so we are pretty much, this hour goes by so fast, right?
It's so fast. I know. And I just always try to give as much as I can give in that short period of time. So
yeah, no, you always do good. So Don't worry.
Well,
about
I really appreciate everyone for calling in. You know, this show is so important, and I've told Bob this so many times, but it gives people an idea of the work that we do, but it also shows them the camaraderie that we have as mediums and how great the organization is, that we support each other and we support everyone, even the callers that call in, because not everyone calls in, and other people that hear this, they understand, you know, the work that we do.
Right. Exactly. Well, Kathy, I'd love to thank you again for being on the show. And, you know, for everyone listening, if you'd like to catch up with Kathy Nadell, her website is www.dreamcentralstation.com. If you want to book a reading or what is it? What's your Instagram again?
Oh, it's Cat Witch NYC.
Cat like C-A-T, right?
C-A-T.
Perfect.
W-I-T-C-H N-Y-C.
Perfect. So you can stay up to date with where Kathy's appearances will be and events and all those things. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And as always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me online at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or you can add me on Instagram or TikTok. Joe Peretta is the handle. I post all my events and appearances there too. And in the meantime, I'd love to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.